This podcast is a part of the Maisie Media Network, a community of podcasts for women by women. Hey girl, hey, and thanks for dropping into the Switch, Pivot, or Quit podcast. Candid convo for the girl needing a lifestyle plot twist when she's deciding if it's time to switch, pivot, or quit. I'm Ayana Angel, and I am your host as well as chief encourager and author. In order for you to hang out with us in this awesome space, all that's required for you to do is sit back, open your mind, and enjoy the show. Hello, good people. Ayana Angel here. I'm going to be reading to you from Quit Playing Small. We're going to dig in on a little bit of goodness to get you inspired, maybe encouraged, maybe give you a little kick in the butt today. So this is going to be from entry number 101. If you have your book with you already, you can read along or you can just listen in on this goodness. Realizing that someone out there believes in you and trusts your vision more than you do is a scary reality. Sometimes it feels like they believe harder than you do. And this might be a fact because maybe they can see a light in you that is convincing them of your potential. Maybe they see a talent in you that they know will continue to flourish. Don't question why they believe in you. Rather, glean off of their positive energy and use it to fuel yourself. Make it a daily priority to work on the manipulation of your mind to believe in yourself just as much as your supporters do. It takes awareness to alter long-standing thoughts of lack and inadequacy. Most of us don't intentionally doubt ourselves, but somewhere along the line, it becomes routine, and then eventually, we start to believe it. Appreciate those around you who believe in you, because they are your lifeline to experiencing personal triumph. Ooh, I love that. I'm not going to act like I didn't write these words. But sometimes it's good to read your own words and remind your own self of those little things that it's easy to forget. I love where it says manipulation of your mind to believe in yourself just as much as your supporters do. Sometimes that's what we have to actually do, is actively participate in the manipulation of our own mind in a positive way to really believe in ourselves more than we thought we ever could. You always hear about that term manipulation, and it most often carries a negative connotation. But in this instance, we can flip that on its head and make it work in the positive for us. And one of the ways that you do that is affirming yourself, reminding yourself daily that you are worthy, you are capable, you can do amazing things. No matter what comes your way, you can do hard things. You are a talent. You are a bright light. You are intelligent. All of those things. Manipulate your mind, if you have to, so that you believe this, so that you can walk in confidence of all of these things that you say to yourself. I hope you have an excellent day today, and thanks for hanging out with me on this little quick read from Quit Playing Small. This week was short and sweet, but hopefully impactful just the same. I'm going to try and incorporate more of these short and sweet bits because I know sometimes we just don't have the time to dedicate to listen to the lengthy episodes. And although I know some of you miss 7-Minute Sundays and really wish that they would come back, I can't exactly commit to 7-Minute Sundays right now because I feel like I don't have enough on my heart to say and share with you. But if I do get the inspiration, it will be back. But for now, I'm just going to incorporate these shorter bits within our regular rotation of our episodes. So I hope that you enjoy. And as always, be good.